4. Sunday afternoon, more glorious weather. As Mac worked in the yard, Mary Jo diligently washed the outside windows. She'd gone to church earlier that morning while Mac was finishing his overnight shift at the fire station. He got home at about the time she returned from services, and they'd decided to spend this beautiful afternoon outdoors. Mac reveled in the sense of peace and companionship he felt as they both worked quietly. He seeded bare portions of the lawn, and she cleaned every window and wiped down every sill. Since Noelle was asleep inside the house, Mary Jo kept her front and back doors ajar so she could hear the baby. When they were done, she and Mac made small talk, complimenting each other's work, then put away their supplies. The windows gleamed from their washing. The lawn was greening, and the garden, vegetables and flowers, now looked like a real garden. The lettuce leaves had started to sprout, and Mary Jo had planted pole beans, corn, and peas earlier in the week. The bulb flowers had sprung up in vivid color. "I need to go to Walmart," Mary Jo announced at about 4 o'clock. "Do you want company?" There was nothing he needed himself, but he couldn't think of anything he'd rather do than spend time with Mary Jo. "Sure, if you want. I have to get diapers and a few other things. I won't be long."
"I can take you out to eat afterward if you'd like."
He spoke casually, but his heart pounded with anticipation. It seemed that whenever he was making headway in this relationship, something would set the whole thing back. He knew he had to tread lightly with Mary Jo. "You don't have to take me out, Mac, but thanks."
"It's the least I can do," he argued, "to pay you back for all the dinners you've made me."
"No, really, I'm happy to have your company. Besides, I'm used to cooking for my brothers. I always make far more than one person could eat anyway. You're actually doing me a favor."
That was exactly what he'd told himself earlier in the week, but he didn't like hearing it now. He shrugged, smiling, as if her comment amused him, although what he felt was frustration. How was it that he could fall in love with the one woman in the world who was determined not...